Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm Danielle, the office manager at Striving Together Publications. Striving Together Publications is a ministry committed to providing you with life-changing books and resources. One of my favorite things about working for Striving Together is hearing your stories. Stories of how God has used a book, a CD, or a Sunday school curriculum in your life and ministry. Every day, we rejoice that our resources are helping others to come to Christ and helping Christians grow in their faith. Our online store is filled with resources that will encourage you and those you love. Be sure to visit us at strivingtogether.com, or we would love to talk personally with you. Just call toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Thank you for allowing us to serve you through Striving Together Publications.
When the confusion of culture clouds your vision and your perspective, the Word of God gives clarity. Next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, we're going to discover 2020 vision by reclaiming God's perspective on today's circumstances. Stay with us. Seems like the busyness of our lives and the chaotic nature of our culture at large tends to draw us into somewhat of a cloudy perspective of our lives and our purpose and why we're even here and what our lives are even about. And if you're like me, that's frustrating. But when you come to the Word of God, God tends to draw away all of the clouds and give you crystal clear perspective on what's important and what really matters. Welcome to today's edition of Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell. We're going to gain 2020 vision today from the Word of God, a series by Pastor Chappell that's designed to help you have God's vision and God's perspective on the priorities of life. 2020 Vision is the title of this series, and we're looking forward to every step in the journey. If you miss one of the messages, or if you'd like to hear recent broadcasts of Daily in the Word, visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. By the way, we have a gift for you when you call or write to us this month. I'll tell you about that after today's message. But first, here's Paul Chappell to introduce today's message.
Do you ever feel outnumbered, or do you ever feel like the righteous remnant in America is greatly outnumbered? Then you're going to enjoy 2 Kings chapter 6, a story from the life of Elisha, which reminds us that our God has many more helpers at our side than we may realize at times. Today's Bible study is entitled, Our Unseen Helpers, 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's open God's Word and learn how God helps each and every one of us.
Likewise, the Spirit, capital S, also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, there are times in your life when you're so overwhelmed. You're at the hospital and you've received a bad report. God has called a loved one home. You just lost your job. You don't even know how to pray the prayer. You don't even know what to say. But at those moments, the Holy Spirit helps me with groanings that cannot even be uttered. And the Spirit of God comes and He comforts and He encourages my heart. One little girl had a friend of hers at the house next door that passed away. And the little girl walked over upon hearing the news and she went to visit the family. And she came back a little while later and her dad said, "Sweetheart, why did you go over there?" She said, "Well, I just wanted to try to comfort her mother." And the dad said, "Well, what did you do?" And the little girl said, "I just crawled up into her lap and cried with her." I'm glad that when my heart is heavy, there's someone in my heart who can cry with me, who can groan the utterings that I don't even know how to say, who helps me and who encourages me in my time of infirmity. The Spirit of God gives me the strength that I need. Oh, we need that help. We need that encouragement. I think of some men in this room who need it. I read this week that there was a survey taken. The top three most stressful things a man can do. Number one, fly a fighter plane into battle. Number two, give a speech before a large audience. And number three, go Christmas shopping. Oh, listen, there are times in your life when you just have to step back and say, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. He's an unseen helper, but he's a helper indeed. I thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit. But I thank God, secondly, for the help of the unseen hosts. The help of the unseen hosts. Now, I want to speak to you this morning about the fact that God has helpers at your side that you have never seen before, but they are there. And the first category of the unseen host that I would bring to your attention are the ministering angels of God. The ministering angels of God. Now, there are many false teachings about angels, and there are many New Age books at the Borders bookstore and other places that sell all kinds of wicked craft and witchcraft. And some of these books are literally teaching that men and women should pray to the angels, and that we should, instead of praying to God, pray to the angels. Now, let me say, God did not create the angels to become objects of our worship. They are not to be prayed to. May I say that just because a religion such as Mormonism was founded because of an angel, quote, Moroni, who came and spoke a revelation, that does not mean that it is a legitimate religion. The fact of the matter is, one third of the angels are busy doing the devil's work right now. That's why the Bible clearly says, though you hear from another message from the angels, it ought not to be put on the same level with the scriptures. So when we speak of the ministering angels, we're not saying that we pray to angels to get help. Well, then how do the angels help the children of God? I ask you to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 6. Hebrews 1, 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten of the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. So we see of the angelic beings that they are worshiping God, and that they are ministers of a flame of fire. Verse 8, but unto the Son, he saith, please capture this verse, but unto the Son, capital S, unto Jesus Christ, he saith, and this is God the Father speaking. Unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now capture this. Here we see God the Father speaking to God the Son and calling him God. Amen. Thy throne, O God. Whether it be the Jehovah Witness or the Mormons or some other cults of the day, you will find this, that they believe in a different Christ. They talk about Jesus. They use similar terminology. But they do not believe that Jesus Christ is eternal God. They deny that fact about him. But I show you in the Bible this morning where God himself refers to Jesus Christ as God. And as an eternal God, he was not a man who became God. He is a God who took the form of a man in order that we might be saved. What a wonderful verse. Now that's not the main verse I wanted to show you, but it was too good to pass up. Amen. So let's come down to verse 13 for the sake of time. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? By the way, the answer is none of them. Jesus is at the right hand. And so we pray in Jesus' name, not in the angels' name. But what do the angels do? Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Now we are the heirs of salvation, and the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister and to serve at God's direction the people of God. So when we consider these unseen helpers, we see the place of the angels in the Bible. They are created beings without a fleshly body. Their place is to worship God. They are not equal to the Godhead, but they are ministering spirits, ministering praise at the throne of God at this very moment, and ministering to the people of God as God directs. The purpose of the angel is to minister. And the word minister here is the same word from which we derive the word deacon. It is the word diakonos. It means to wait on tables, to serve, to help others, to be a servant. And so the angels carry out the orders of God. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels not only carry out out the orders of God, the angels praise God. Psalm 148 and verse 2, praise ye him, all ye his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. And by the way, the angels protect the people of God. Notice, if you would, in Psalm 91 and verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Now, I thank God today for his unseen helpers. I thank God for the Holy Spirit who encourages my heart and comforts and assures my heart. I thank God for the angels that have been given charge over me. One time I was driving with Brother Schmidt to the airport and we were late. And one time a car stopped right in front of us and I had to quickly turn into the gravel on the side. And I drove along a while and then quickly turned back. The Lord gave me some grace in doing that. Brother Schmidt came back that day and he said to Brother Furso, he said, you know, Brother Furso, when God tells pastors, guardian angels to watch over him, they say, no, Lord, somebody else, not him, Lord, somebody else. I don't know if that's true or not. I have a feeling they just do exactly what God tells them, don't you? I remember one time driving out to the Coachella Valley, and I was pastoring a small church there, and I preached on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Terry and I were Bible college students. We were poor as a church mice and just barely getting by, but it was an opportunity to preach. And we went out and preached there and loved every minute of it. And we'd come back late on Sunday night, do our homework, and go to college the next morning, and go to work that afternoon. And on the way back, we were driving along in our car. I had purchased a used car from a dear Christian who just wanted to help me. Bad mistake. It was an orange Honda hatchback wagon. It had vinyl seats. It had an air conditioning system that worked about 3 days, and then it broke. And we were driving back in the heat of that desert, and that car began to sputter and sputter, and we pulled over. I'm not trying to act to get sympathy. I'm telling you the honest truth. We didn't have $1 to our name. Our credit card was to the max. We had just had our first baby. We were just making it through Bible college. We pulled over, and I did not know what to do. I was frustrated. The car was broken. We were out near Cabazon, out where those crazy dinosaurs sit out there at the side of Interstate 10. And I mean, we were in a bad world right there. And I just began to pray, God, we need some help. I'll never forget that day. A family pulled up, a husband and wife behind us. They didn't speak much to us. They just said, come, get in our car. Within just a few minutes, we're in the back seat of a beautiful Cadillac. They drove us just a few minutes away. The man went and he spoke to some people inside a gas station. Before I knew what was happening, there was a tow truck going back towards our car. Before I knew what was happening, that dear man shook my hand and there was something there. I could feel it. And he said, you're the man that preaches. You're the man that preaches at such and so place. He said, God bless you. And I was flabbergasted. Someone was getting the car. The money was in the hand. I looked up. Before I could say even thank you, the man was gone. He and his wife, the Cadillac was going down the road. My wife and I went in. We had a meal. Before the meal was done, the car was fixed. It was filled with gas. It was on the parking lot. We made our way home. I don't know who that man was, but I know God sent him. I'm telling you, my friend, time and again, I've seen God touch hearts. I've seen God change things. I've seen God get in the middle of situations. And I believe sometimes, whether we know it or not, his ministering angels have come to protect us and to direct us and to help us along. But you know, it's not only his ministering angels that are unseen, but I believe, secondly, the praying Christians that you'll never see. They are your unseen helpers today. I thank God this morning for a praying mother and a praying grandmother. I was with my grandmother several days ago at the time of the funeral of my grandfather, and just a sweet little farmer lady there and in her house and bent over with arthritis. And she walked up to me and she put her hands up on my cheeks like this. And she said, Paul, I pray for you every morning, every night. I pray for God's blessing and protection on your life. And I thought to myself, how many of the blessings in this place have come because of a praying grandmother, someone that I don't see, someone that's away in another state. I don't see it, but I sense the work of God. thank God for praying Christians today. Oh, someone is praying for you. And I trust that you're praying for someone else. And when thou prayest, Jesus said, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I was meeting with one of our missionaries this week, and he said, Brother Chappell, I need to talk to you. And he had some prayer requests. And he said, I minister in the Ivory Coast in Africa. He said, last year we were going through a turnover of our government, and he said every day there was shooting in the streets, and on a few occasions he said they stopped my family in our car, and they gathered round us, bandits with knives and guns, and he said only by the grace of God did we get through a few of those situations. He said we lived in constant fear. He said we received no mail for days and days and weeks. He said we wondered if we would live. We wondered if we'd get out of the country. He said finally the tensions eased and we got our first little bit of mail. He said, I opened the letter on the top of the stack. He said, the letter said, dear missionary, said, during the last several weeks, every morning I wake up and I think about you. And I've been praying for you day after day after day. By the way, the letter was from Mrs. Donnell Williams, one of our church members, now with the Lord. Every day she'd prayed for this man. I do not say this to sound mystical. I believe with all of my heart it may be that that man and his family are alive and serving God today because he had an unseen helper in Lancaster, California, getting on her knees and praying that God would protect the missionary and that God would help him. And I'm saying to you this morning, when the devil says no one cares, when the devil says no one's there, when the devil says you're not going to make it one more day, there's an unseen helper praying for you. There's the Spirit of God living in you. There are ministering angels watching over you. There's a God in heaven who loves you, and you and God make a majority. And if God be for us, then who can be against us today? I thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the help of the unseen hosts. And finally this morning, I thank God for the help of a hopeful return. You know, when I think about Jesus coming back, it always gives me hope. It always helps my heart. It helps me to remember that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, how I thank God when this old world seems unfair. When this old world just seems to turn towards wickedness, I thank God there's another world coming. And there's a Savior coming for me. Oh, what a blessing. I've never seen the Lord Jesus. I've never seen Him, but one day I will. I've only seen Him by faith and through the Scriptures. His return, first of all, is predicted in the Bible. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ once suffered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. By the way, Jesus said, I will come again. And if Jesus said it, you mark it down. It's going to happen. Oh, how we thank God. His return is predicted. By the way, His return will be personal. When He comes, He'll not send the angels for us. He will come personally. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. Thank God we shall see Him. And when He comes, there will be judgment times. There will be two great judgments. One is called the Great White Throne Judgment. All of those who rejected Him, all of those who refused Christ, will hear those terrible words, depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. A man came forward in the early service right to this aisle. He shook my hand. He said, I'm not ready for that time. I'm not ready. I want to have that hope within me. My friend, get ready. Jesus Christ is coming again. Make sure you're ready. Oh, listen, for those of us who are saved, we will stand before the Lord. We will not be judged for our sin. Thank God that judgment took place on an old rugged cross. But we will be judged for our service to the Lord, for whether or not we've been faithful to Him as Christians. And oh, what a wonderful day that will be for every loving, caring, serving, giving child of God. What a great day it will be to say, Lord, I'm so glad I could serve You. And to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I know what it's like. I know there are days when you feel like, what else is going to go wrong. When you feel like Elisha's servant, Elisha, look, the enemy's everywhere, and they're shooting against us, and they're coming to destroy us. And yet I thank God for the words of Elisha, Lord, open his eyes. This series of messages simply entitled 2020 Vision is with that prayer in mind. Lord, open the eyes of Lancaster Baptist Church. We can't see how to raise a godly family, but when he opens our eyes, we can. We can't see how to support missionaries. We can't see how to build more buildings. How will these things be done? Oh, we can't see it, so we must pray, Lord, open our eyes. Show us that you have help that we have yet to discover. Thank God this morning, when our eyes are open, we're reminded the Holy Spirit is within us, comforting, encouraging, and helping. Oh, the ministering angels are around us, watching and protecting. Praying Christians, perhaps, on the other side of the world are asking God to help us and to guide us. And when all of this is said and done, Jesus is coming again, and we'll see him, and our faith will become sight. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, thank you for our unseen helpers. Give us 2020 vision today, Lord. Oh, don't let any Christian walk out of here discouraged. Help us to realize today you're for us.
Well, you've been listening to Dr. Paul Chapel and the Daily in the Word radio broadcast coming to you from Lancaster, California, where Pastor Chapel serves as the senior pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president and founder of West Coast Baptist College. The series is 2020 Vision. We're discovering God's perspective and God's vision for our daily lives. If today's message has encouraged you and you'd like to hear it again, or perhaps refer a friend, or listen to recent messages in this series 2020 Vision, you can visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, dailyintheword.org is a wonderful stop for spiritual resources to encourage your walk with Christ. You can listen to recent broadcasts, subscribe to a complimentary daily devotional from Dr. Chapel, or subscribe to the daily podcast and take Daily in the Word with you and listen to it at your leisure and at your convenience. Perhaps consider referring a friend to dailyintheword.org. Well, before we wrap up the program and share a gift with you, here's Pastor Chapel with a word of greeting.
Friend, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know that one day heaven will be your eternal home? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." I want to encourage you, if you have never made the decision to trust Christ as Savior, to consider doing that right now. If you believe that you fall short of the glory of God, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal, righteous Son of God, then right at this moment you can pray something like this. Dear Lord, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I now put my faith in you and you alone to forgive me and to give me a home in heaven for all of eternity. I invite you into my life to be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you just said that prayer, that's the most important prayer we can ever say in this lifetime. Let me encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org for further study helps, and let us know how we can help you grow in the Christian life.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Friend, we sure would like to hear from you this month. It's a joy to know that our ministry is touching your heart on a daily basis. And when you take time to write to us or call us this month, we have a gift we'd like to send to you. It's a mini book entitled Your Pastor and You, written by Pastor Chapel. It will encourage your relationship with your pastor at your local church. It will help you be an encouragement to the man of God who teaches and nurtures and shepherds your life and your family. Again, it's entitled Your Pastor and You. We want to send this to you free of charge. It's just our way of saying thank you for listening. Thank you for taking a moment to let us know that our ministry is a part of your life. The easiest way to contact us is to visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, dailyintheword.org. You can click on the Contact Us tab and simply jot us an email. Let us know that this program is ministering to you. Also, when you're there, do consider contributing to this ministry, and your investment will help us to cover airtime costs on many of our stations and continue teaching and preaching the Word of God across the country. So your investment is a great investment into the work of God. The second way you can contact us is to just call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, that's 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Again, we rejoice to receive your letter, your email, or your phone call, and we would love to send you a copy of this little mini book entitled Your Pastor and You. Don't forget, our ministry is hosting a cruise to Alaska. You will enjoy the beauty of God's creation in a magnificent and marvelous way, as well as the preaching of Dr. Chappell and several guest speakers, and special music from the Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. This cruise is happening August of 2011, just over 1 year from now. We're setting sail in August of 2011. We would love for you to join us. You can find out more information on the homepage of dailyintheword.org. Don't forget to be a part of the cruise to Alaska in 2011. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day. Thank you.